In GPB news, Hurricane Michael could disrupt flights at the world's busiest airport. Southwest Airlines says flights in and out of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport could be delayed, diverted, or canceled through Friday. Disruptions are possible from today through Thursday on flights to New Orleans, Panama City, and Pensacola. People with reservations during that time may be able to rebook their flights without paying extra fees. Delta is also issuing travel waivers for select flights in Florida and Alabama starting today. Several counties and school districts in Georgia have received federal grants aimed at improving school safety. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
The Department of Justice last week announced more than $70 million in grants through the Stop School Violence Act, signed earlier this year. Savannah-Chatham County schools will get nearly $500,000. They'll use it to improve school security and prepare teachers and counselors to handle mental health issues. School District Police Chief Terry Enoch says they've heard from parents and others in the school community about the need for mental health support.
They want more training for our educators, you know, so they can identify, you know, warning signs when kids are in trouble and have resources available to help treat issues when they arise.
Similar grants will go to schools in Ben Hill, Coffee, Dade, DeKalb, Fulton, and Richmond counties. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
At the Atlanta Press Club debate for state labor commissioner, both candidates expressed support for Amazon's second headquarters moving to Georgia, as GPB's Stephen Fowler explains.
Both Republican Mark Butler and opponent Democrat Richard Keatley say they want Amazon to pick Georgia.
Amazon has been in the news, Mr. Keatley. Do you want Amazon here?
Yes.
Mr. Butler?
Absolutely.
But current Labor Commissioner Butler says state leaders need to be cautious when it comes to offering incentives. The pair also talked about Georgia's minimum wage, rural broadband access, and how to help people transitioning back into the workforce. The full debate is online at gpbnews.org. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The two candidates competing to become Georgia's next governor will both receive campaign help from out of state today, as GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Democrat Stacey Abrams will host an event at Clayton State University featuring U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Massachusetts congressional candidate Ayanna Pressley, who upset a 10-term incumbent in the Democratic primary last month. Running unopposed, Pressley is set to become the first black congresswoman from her state. Abrams hopes to break a similar barrier as the first black woman to serve as governor in the U.S. As for Republican Brian Kemp, he'll be in Athens with Donald Trump Jr. for a fundraiser at the Classic Center. President Trump endorsed Kemp during the Republican primary to help him defeat Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle in a runoff. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.